The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
I actually want to talk to you about immigration. And I want to break down every argument that is popular and give it to you in a very simple sense, but give it to you in a sense of not from an American or not from a political point of view, but from an outsider's point of view. It's maybe the one issue I can talk about at length because of my experience. But before we get there, I have to lay the groundwork for this to talk about immigration and to explain one thing that is crystal clear to me that I think you need to understand. And some of you are not going to like this. Immigration, like so many issues in America, has become political. The narrative is all politics. What happened this week, let me be blunt, what happened this week in DC was nothing more than a play. What happened this week in DC was nothing more than a script. I've seen realer wrestling than what happened in DC this week. That's how blunt I will be. Because you have all the jockeying and the positioning on who's going to win and who's going to lose and who's the bargaining chip and what we can do. Let me be blunt. Both sides want comprehensive immigration reform. Both sides, both Republicans and Democrats. The only difference between Republicans and Democrats is the Democrats will be honest with you and go, we want it. The Republicans will try and go, well, we got to fight for it and it's not really what we want, but okay, and we'll try and give you the best deal. So let me give you why both sides want it. You want the truest statement of immigration about your political system? Here it is. The left understand America and the system that they're in. And what the left need is more voters. That is pure and simple. There's been leaked memos. If you want to go do some research, Google some of the released memos this week from the Democratic Party going, we're looking at the system. We're looking at America right now. We're looking at the demographics. We're looking at the way we can be successful. Yeah, we need new voters. And we need them badly. So that is why the left and the Democratic Party wants amnesty. Why does the Republican Party want amnesty? Let me be blunt. They want cheap labor. The Republican Party, the vast majority of the Republican Party, for the longest time, this is not a Donald Trump thing, or this isn't a thing about the last year. It's for those who think, well, this is just another bash on Trump. This has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This is historical. Okay? The right has been in bed for as long as I can remember with the Chamber of Commerce. They want cheap labor. Oh, sure, they'll huff and they'll puff. But look at the arguments that the right, quote-unquote, make. Look at those who are silent this week. Where are the conservatives, quote-unquote, fighting against this bill? They want cheap labor. And what happens is you have people who want cheap votes and future voters, and you have people who want cheap labor coming together to put on a show. And on the sidelines, you have people who are very silent because they know long term they also need amnesty. Those people are the unions, because what they want is in some way, shape or form, if you look at union memberships, it's down. If you look at some of the cases that are going to be held on whether people can be forced to pay union dues, those cases are coming up and the chances are they're going to be repealed. You're going to have a right to work. The unions are sitting back going, we wouldn't mind amnesty because, you know, I know it kind of will hurt the people we're representing, but we need, our membership is down. We need new members too. So what you're seeing is all the people coming together wanting it. By vast majority, the people who don't want it are each and every one of you, the American people. But also, if you want to stop this, You have to understand the media and the politicians are painting phony narratives of your opposition. This is a theme that is going to be going through the show for the year. We need to stop with the phony narratives of your people. Because I am honestly, everything I do, I try and promote your people, you know this, and your principles. But these phony narratives of your politics need to stop. Because the caricatures that are being painted are usually wrong. Do some of them exist? Yes. But are they the vast majority? No. On this issue, I see so many of my friends on the right, quote unquote, going, every person who's a Democrat just wants to destroy America. Are there some people? Sure. Are there some people who are big Bernie Sanders supporters? Yes. Are they the vast majority of the people, the voting bloc? I don't think so. Likewise, on the right, I have my friends on the left going, well, all you rightists, all your right-wing teabaggers, you're racist, you're xenophobe, you're homophobe, and you just want some type of purity. You want a white nation. Are there some people like that on the right? Yes. Even though I would argue point blank they're not on the right if you understand the traditional left-right divide. We've been down this road before. But there are people, quote-unquote, on the right who are like the KKK. They're not on the right in a traditional sense. They're on the right in the European sense. That's a topic for another show. But there are people like that who just want white people. But here's the thing. The vast majority of both sides are not like that. What you're seeing is a narrative to stop you talking to each other, to have common sense and actually work together to stop a bill that will be a disaster for your country, that will be a nightmare for your country, and a bill that yet again will not work. But until both sides put their guns down and realize that you're being played by your political party and your media, you won't be successful. It's why one of the reasons, of the many reasons, I finish this show the same way each and every week. America is great because Americans are good. It's not because of your politicians. It's not because of your media. It's not because of the talking heads. It's because of your people. But so many people are so, well, I'm a Republican and I can't talk to a Democrat because they suck. And I'm a Democrat and I can't talk to the right because they suck. Just put your shield down for a minute and just listen and actually have a conversation. But let's get to the issue, shall we? Let's break down each and every issue. So let's start at the beginning. A lot of people, and these are on both sides, I have libertarian friends who argue this, and I have liberal and democratic friends who argue this. What we need is just open borders. Open borders, let's just have open borders, so therefore everybody can come and everyone can just do what they want. The arguments are, it's not fair. This word, I hear this word so much. It's not fair to refuse someone. It's not fair. It's not right. I have my libertarian friends going, well, I'm for freedom, John. I thought you were for freedom. I believe in the free movement of people. Are you telling me your government can tell you what you can and can't do? Yes. And this is not an anti-freedom thing. So let's break this down. Because let's break this down to its core. Because this is what I want to do today. I don't want to talk about the politics of it. I want to talk about just the simple points that needs to be raised. So let's just talk about the free movement of people, shall we? Because people would say, well, you have a right to go anywhere you want. Okay. Where do I have a right to go, and where does that right stop? Where does that right stop? Do I have a right to come into your house? Do I have a right to come to your place of work? Do I have a right to go into any place I want to, if I'm underage, do I have a right to go into a strip club? Do I have a right to go onto private property? Because let me talk to my friends on the libertarian movement. You believe in private property unless things have changed, right? Do I have a right just to walk in and go, well, it's not fair. You can't stop me going onto your property. When you want open borders, what you're saying is, effectively, in a small sense, in a very small micro sense of you, is you just want to have your door open and anyone can come into your house. Do you think that's realistic? Do you think anyone can just come into your house and just go, well, if you just, you know, if you say no to them, you're a racist, a xenophobe, and a homophobe, and every other phobe that you want to be. You do not have a right to do certain things. You do not have a right to have free movement in places that you are not born. And this is not an American thing. This is a worldwide thing. So I'm an Irishman. I don't have a right. What right do I have to go to America and go, hey, hello, I'm Irish, let me in? What right do I have to go to England and go, hey, I'm Irish, I'm Irish John, hey, I'm Freedom's Disciple, hey, I want to come in, hey. What right is that? We're just, at this point, one of the things, just on a sidebar, one of the focuses this show is going to be is actually talking about what rights you actually do have. Because what frustrates me is so many people love to talk about rights today. They don't actually know the rights that they do have, but they're making up rights. Like, well, you could just go where you want. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. You do not have a right to infringe on other people's rights. Because that's what the rights is. You have certain rights, but that does not give you a right to infringe on other people's rights. That's where your rights stop. I don't have a right to go to another country. Would it be nice? Would the free movement of people be nice? Sure, but with checks and balances. Because what we always seem to do, and what I find a lot of people do, is when they talk about the free movement of people, it is, look, is the free movement of people a wonderful novel idea? In a simplicity sense, in an unrealistic, unworldly sense, it's a wonderful idea. Look, to have people, good people going around all over the world, you know, to be able to say, hey, look, I'm an Irishman. I have broken no laws. I have no criminal record. I have no intent of doing bad harm. Should I be able to go to America? It would be nice. Would it be nice to go to Australia, to New Zealand, to Europe? Sure, because I am a quote-unquote good person. Depending on who you ask. Because there's a lot of people would say, well, you're one of those freedom-loving people. You're bad. You're an anarchist. You talk about rights. And you talk about God a lot. You're not a good person. There are those people who would talk like that. But in the general sense, I don't mean anyone any harm. If I go to Europe or to America or to Australia, I'm not going with bad intentions. So in a purest sense, the free movement of people is a wonderful idea. However, the key sentence, there was one key word in that little sentence I just said. Good. Because there are people who do not have good intentions. There are people out there who go, I actually have bad intentions. And a lot of people tend to go to terrorism. Okay, well, we can talk about terrorism. There are bad, bad people who want to destroy America for many different reasons. You have all the alphabet soup of the terrorist groups. You have Hamas, you have Hezbollah, you have the Taliban, you have Al-Qaeda, you have ISIS, you have ISIL, even though that's a wrong term, but you can use them. You have Boko Haram. You have all these groups that are wanting to destroy America who would love nothing more than to cross the southern border and do a major, major terrorist attack. Or just to kill a load of Americans. That would be wonderful for them. But you also have the other side of it. It's not just terrorism on the southern border. You have gangs like MS-13. You have people who want to cause major damage. You have people who want to get involved in crime. You have people who want to just go over and rape people, murder people. There are bad, bad people. Now, are they the majority? No. But let me use a line from our liberal friends, if I may. If it could just save one child, wouldn't it be worth it? Just one child, wouldn't it be worth it? You want to have free movement of people? Okay, you have to understand there are checks and balances. But it goes even so much further than that. Because whether you like it or not, and this is UN talk, and people, I know when I talk about the UN, people's eyes glaze over and go, I don't care, just defund them, I don't want to know. You have to know what the UN talk about, because you can use what they stand for and what they are supposed to stand for against them. Whether you want to go for the UN, whether you want to go for its predecessor, the League of Nations, or whether you just want to forget about the world bodies and just understand international law has been around a very, very long time. International law and international norms have been around a long time. One of the oldest staples, if not the oldest staple, in international law is the right to state sovereignty. The right to control what happens within your borders. If you want to be blunt about it, what's happening is, if you're following what's happening in the United Nations right now on Iran, Nikki Haley in America is going, we're watching what's happening on Iran, and you're on notice. The rest of the United Nations is kind of going, it doesn't affect us. What happens in Iran happens in Iran. It's a version of state sovereignty. You can pretty much do what's in your borders, what's in your borders. You can control your people if you want. It's why the United Nations ducks and dives and picks and chooses on who it speaks out against. If America did something wrong, well, the United Nations would speak out. But if another country did, they go, oh, well, that's state sovereignty. We respect that. Let them worry about their own. But that is international law and international norms. You have a right to control what happens in your country. So let's take this towards me. I'm an Irishman, not an American. I'm a wannabe American. You know that. Do I have a right to come into your country? No. And let me be blunt about this, because this word fair goes around an awful lot. Well, we have to be fair about things. No, you don't. This line that you have to be fair is ridiculous. Would it be nice if a country was fair? Absolutely. Does it have to be? No. Any country, and let's just not make this about America, because America is full of racism and all this, apparently. Let's make this about any country. You could look at me and go, I'm not letting you in for any reason. You could go, you know what? You know, we've had a bad experience in our country. You know, people who are follically challenged and can't grow hair on their heads, we don't want you. We think it's a sign from Buddha or Allah or something. You know, if you don't have enough hair in your head or you can't grow hair in your head, we think you're bad luck, or we don't think you're smart enough. We don't want you in the country. Okay. Would that suck? Absolutely. If you wanted to visit that country or go be part of that country. But they have a right to refuse you. You do not have a right to be in that country. They could look at me in another country, and this might happen one day. Well, you know, look at you. Wow, you're a big boy. You'd eat a lot of food. Yeah, that's not fair. That would be an unfair allocation of resources in your behalf. You take more than other people. Yeah, we don't want you. People could look at me going, you know what? You talk about God an awful lot, you know, and we think you're dangerous. We don't want you. You don't have to be fair about letting people into your country. Now, would it be nice? Absolutely. Should we encourage people to let good people into countries? Absolutely. But you do not have a right to be anywhere else. I do not have a right to be in America any more than I have a right to go into my neighbor's house, sit on their sofa going, hey, I have a right to be here. Doesn't work that way. But lastly, because later on in the show, I'd ask you to stick with me. I am actually going to give you the solutions to immigration right now. And I'll also give them to you in a way that you can actually discuss things. So if you're thinking right now that you don't like what I'm saying, just bear with me till the end, because part of the solutions are for you and are something that you can talk to your friends about. The last thing I'd ask you to think about on the open borders is whether you like to or not. One of the things you have to have, some part of your brain has to think about is, well, what are the consequences of my actions? The system we have in place, what are the consequences of it? Now, you may not care about them. You may only care about 5% of the consequences, but you have to think about them in some way, shape, or form. It's a simple law of physics and chemistry. For every action, there is an equal or greater reaction. So what are the reactions and actions that are happening right now because of open borders and because of because of America been in one case really tough on immigration and on the other part really lax? What are the consequences? Well, again, let me use the line my liberal friends used to use a lot. If it can just save one child, it would be worth it. I can't get a tear out. That shows you I'm not a liberal. What are the consequences? Well, what you have right now is people who are desperate to get into America putting their lives and their security and their trust in people who have bad intentions. The gangs along the southern border. That's the most extreme version of it. Where they're potentially put in a situation where they're raped, where they're mugged, where they're beaten up, or whether they feel, whether part of the payment, because this does happen, part of the payment is, okay, look, we'll get you across the border and we'll get you housed, and or not housed, but, you know, settled in an area in maybe New York or Boston or California, and we'll know where you are and you owe us. So even if you have a person who's crossing the southern border with, you know, good intention, just wanting a better life for themselves, wanting to leave the slums and the poverty that they've come from, and they've decided to get with a gang, they can have the best intentions in the world. They now owe a gang member something. And because they may not speak the language, and they may not have any friends over there, they may not know anybody, because they're illegal, they're not exactly, you know, outgoing. Who are they going to turn to when the gang says, okay, it's time to pull in that favor. We need you to... And it could be something simple. And I use that word very, very loosely. It could be something simple like, we need you to, you know, carry an ounce of drugs, like heroin. Or we need you to go buy something. Are they going to refuse? But also, the other consequences is, and you saw this story before Christmas, you know, where you have 20, 30 people in the back of a truck and they get very sick. And I think a couple of people died from it. That is the consequence of your current system. And again, I use my liberal line friends. Surely, if we could just save one child's life, if we could just save one life, it would be worth it. You want to solve immigration? When we come back after this break, I'm going to continue breaking down the narratives that you hear. But at the end, I'm going to give you the solutions. And they are very simple solutions. They don't require a law. They don't require a bill. They require Donald Trump, the Republicans and the Democrats to do absolutely nothing. And then have a discussion about certain other points. Thank you, and hope you enjoyed this short clip from last week's show. If you want more content based around America being an exceptional idea, eternal principles, and searching for self-evident truths, then please subscribe to my show called Freedom's Disciple, which is available for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, or Stitcher.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.